Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Brain Gains. Your daily 5-minute mental gym to boost memory, focus and yes, even your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe someone says something hurtful or a situation leaves you fuming? It's easy to get stuck in that anger, resentment, even bitterness loop, right? But here's the thing. Holding onto those negative feelings can actually be harmful to your mental health. Today, we're talking about practicing forgiveness not just for others, but for yourself too. Now, before you roll your eyes and think easier said than done, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or forgetting the pain. It's about choosing to let go of those heavy emotions that are weighing you down. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know that old saying? Well, it works on a deeper level too. So how do we actually make this happen? Forgiveness isn't some magical switch you flip overnight. It takes conscious effort and practice. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding onto anger just keeps you tethered to the past, stealing your joy and energy for the present. Forgiving someone doesn't mean they get off scot-free, it means you choose not to let their actions define your happiness. Second, understanding the situation can help. We often struggle to forgive because we don't understand the motivations behind hurtful actions. Take a moment to try and see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were hurting themselves, or maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you find compassion. Third, practice empathy. Try putting yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you were in their situation? Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and we all deserve a chance to learn and grow. This isn't about excusing bad behavior, it's about recognizing our shared humanity. Fourth, start small. You don't have to forgive everything at once. Focus on forgiving one small thing each day. Maybe it's letting go of that annoyance with a coworker or releasing the hurt from a childhood incident. Each step you take will make a difference. And lastly, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself and don't give up. The more you practice, the stronger your capacity for forgiveness will become. Think about a time when someone wronged you deeply. Can you imagine how much lighter you would feel if you could let go of that anger? Picture yourself walking into the world with less baggage, feeling freer and happier. That's the power of forgiveness. It's not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to choose compassion over resentment. So, how can we make this a reality? Imagine this. You're at a family gathering and your aunt makes a comment that stings. You feel that familiar anger rising within you. Instead of letting it take over, take a deep breath and remind yourself that everyone has different perspectives and experiences. Try to understand where she might be coming from, even if you don't agree with her. Choose to respond with kindness and understanding instead of lashing out. Forgiving yourself is just as important as forgiving others. Remember those times you stumbled or made mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those experiences as learning opportunities. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, Brain Gains listeners, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing the grip those experiences have on your heart and mind so you can move forward with greater peace and joy. You deserve to be free from the weight of past hurts. Choose forgiveness, choose happiness. Now head over to our social media page and tell me. What's one small thing you can forgive today? I'm cheering for you every step of the way. See you tomorrow for another 5-minute mental workout.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.